You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have Executive Director, International Trainer, and Presenter, Vince Vignieri. Vince, how are you today?
I'm doing excellent, Brandon. Thank you for asking.
It feels like it's been a while.
I think it has been.
Since we've been in the studio. But the way we put them out, people may think that we were just together because I think we just had one. Not too long ago.
It was actually recorded a little bit before that.
Okay, so today we have a really cool topic. Vince, where did you find this?
So a few, well, probably weeks or even a month or so ago, it was a book recommendation to me. And it came kind of through BNI and through the global office where some people were talking about this 4DX. And it was a book, and I started doing a little bit of research and ended up listening to the book. I'm an Audible listener. I prefer to listen to books. I'm in the car. I'm on a plane, things like that.
I did the listen and read Traction because it's more interactive. It's not just a read through it. There's activities to do. And that I feel that helped me retain it better.
Anything you can do to retain is better.
Key, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if you're not familiar with the theory of 4DX, it's four disciplines of execution. And we're going to talk about the book a little bit, but we're also going to relate it back to your BNI membership. So you want to get started?
Yeah, let's break it in.
All right.
Let's break it in. Let's dig in. Okay, so the first one, and mine looks a little different. He has the breakdown. I made my notes here, but it's focus, right?
Right. The first discipline is focus. And specifically talking about not just goals and not necessarily just short-term goals, but the wildly important goals, or in the book, as they refer to them as WIGs, mm-hmm. wildly important goals. And so when you think about what your goals are, you're going to have some short-term goals, you're going to have some intermediate goals, but you're going to have that goal that is like the pinnacle that you're reaching for and striving for. And so when you think about it from a BNI membership, most people grow their business through BNI. They're looking to grow their business through BNI, which means they're looking for more money.
Right.
However, in order to grow your business and ultimately make more money, there's a couple things you need to do. Mm-hmm. And so the focus really should be on referrals. That's what BNI is about. Getting and giving, specifically givers gain, referrals. And so when you think about that wildly important goal for your membership, it should be, how do I give more referrals? And then relate it to, how do I get more referrals to ultimately put more money in my pocket? And we're going to come back to that theory in a moment, really with the second discipline. But when you think about growth and passing more referrals, there's things you need to do in order to pass more referrals. But at the end of the day, the wildly important goal is, how can I pass more referrals? And part of that also is, how many people am I talking to about BNI?
Right.
And I don't mean talking to in the sense of bringing them to meet your chapter. I mean talking to them about how you're growing your business and how you're helping others grow theirs. And so the wildly important goals would be, one, referrals, tracking your referrals, and two, how many people are you actually talking to about BNI? And that's friends, family members, clients, colleagues, the list goes on.
And right in line with that, so in the advanced workshop, when we talk about referrals, the basic referral is a simple referral, and those fall into your lap. And I point blank say, look, a lot of referrals happen this way in BNI. And if you find that you're passing a lot, and I mean a lot, not one or two here and there, but a lot of simple referrals, you've done a good job doing exactly what you talked about, talking about BNI, because they see you as the resource. And instead of searching, they go straight to you and say, hey, do you have somebody in your, I hear it many different, that group you go to, that morning group, whatever it is, but do you have somebody in your chapter that does this. And I think that goes right in line with focusing on your goals to reach those. If you're passing simple referrals, you're doing a good job talking about BNI even beyond just who you're going to invite, because they know you as that resource then.
Perfect. You're exactly right. So should we move on to the second
second discipline.
All right. And it is the discipline of leverage, meaning looking at the measurements. And you want to talk about the two different types of measurements?
Yep. So in the book, they talk about the lag and the lead measurements. So the lag measurements, these are the things that we lose sleep over.
So I mentioned it earlier, Brandon.
Right.
I mean, people come into BNI and they want to get more money, get more business. And I purposely let that one out there because it really is a lagging indicator. It's what happens at the very, very end of the process. You get paid.
Right. Yeah. It closes. Yeah. Boom.
So the other side
is the lead. And these are the actions that move you to your WIG. So if you're focusing on the leads, then you are in the, you're on the right track to be reaching that wildly important goal. But most people confuse lags versus lead, right?
Exactly. And if you think about what does it take to make more money, it takes getting more referrals. Mm-hmm. But we know that we have to give first. So giving referrals versus getting referrals. Giving referrals is the lead indicator.
Right.
Getting referrals is the lag indicator. And even more of a lag indicator is the closed business.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're thinking about going back to the wildly important goals of referrals and who you're talking to about BNI or about the people that you are helping grow their business, again, it's about those lead indicators. So how can you talk better about the people in your chapter? Well, one-to-ones. How many one-to-ones you're doing truly can be a lead indicator, but I can also make the argument that it's a lag indicator.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you set a one-to-one and you have to move it, or you have to set it in the future, or something happens? So it goes back to the second thing I mentioned when you're talking about the goals, and that's how many people are you talking to?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it might take one extra phone call, one extra email, or one extra text to set up that one-to-one. So the question isn't just who are you talking to about the members of your chapter, who are you talking to in your chapter? And are you doing those one-to-ones, making that extra effort? The lead indicator really is the number of people you're asking for a one-to-one with each week.
And as we've talked about before, not just doing the one-to-one, but doing it effectively.
Well, and you know, we've been talking a lot about the power of one-to-ones and how to utilize those one-to-ones to get more referrals. But also, it's really how do you utilize the one-to-ones to give more referrals? You ask, what are the questions? What are the keywords? What are the things I need to be saying and or listening to and for? And so when you think about it from the focus area, it's really about how do I stay focused and do another one-to-one with a person that I've already done one with. There might be some updates, and it might be the person that I'm passing a lot of referrals to or getting a lot of referrals from, and I need to stay in front of them as much as they need to stay in front of me.
Right. All right, let's go to the next one, which I have just the cheater notes, and it said scoreboard, but it is specifically
the discipline of engagement.
Engagement, right. And they talk about a scoreboard kind of to track. And what I love on this is there's two types of scoreboards. One is created for and normally created by the players. And then the other one is what the coach has put together. And when, before we hit the record button, I'm like, Vince, this is you and me, man. This is you and me. Because Vince is very good at looking at multiple numbers behind the scenes, really the lag and the lead. When you think about that, and I'm very good at focusing on the player scoreboard. Well, what's the score right now? Good. That is going to indicate what my actions are. And most of the time, those are lag, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, most of what we see anywhere with a scoreboard is a lag indicator. I mean, think about the game of baseball. Everybody knows I like baseball. But the run scored is actually a lag indicator. It takes hits to score a run. It takes base runners to score a run. So a lot of you, when you're thinking about BNI, you're immediately in your head, traffic lights, power one report, and I'm going to stop you there because it can be a much different scoreboard. As simple as referrals and who I'm talking to. So referrals and one-to-ones. And not just one-to-ones, holiday time. Who do we see during the holiday time?
Friends and family.
Exactly. And do they sometimes, and I know we did a podcast on this probably a year or two ago, but do they sometimes vent their frustrations or ask for something? Even if they're not outright asking, you know they need something.
Kind of that creator or the promoter.
You have an opportunity to pass referrals during the season of the holidays. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about the scoreboard, really think about what am I doing? What are the actions that I'm doing this week or this month? And I wouldn't go farther than that. How many one-to-ones do I need to do or people do I need to talk to pass more referrals? And how many referrals do I need to pass before I'm going to get more referrals? Mm-hmm. And it might go hand in hand. I argue that it probably does.
Yeah, normally it does. And then the last one, accountability.
Funny that that discipline is one of our core values.
I was listening to our podcast. I was listening to all the podcasts just, you know, to stay on top of them. And there's one that you hit on, like, well, I guess we have some, but like six core values within it. So, of course, we got to slide one in on this one, right?
But we're not really sliding this one in because it is the fourth discipline. Mm-hmm. And when you think about the discipline of accountability, first and foremost, and I know I've said it before, you're accountable to yourself.
Right.
And if you want, go back to the lag indicator, if you want the results, the more referrals, more money, et cetera, what are you doing, the lead measures, to earn it? You know, and a lot of times we have this expectation of high results, but we're not doing what it takes to get those results. So when you think about accountability, first and foremost, accountable to yourself, it is one of our core values. So you're accountable to each other. Your fellow members, your friends, you owe it to them to be better educated and more knowledgeable about them and their business so that you can give them referrals. And in turn, they're going to give you referrals. So I really find 4DX to relate well with BNI, but I think it makes it simpler because it's really what are we looking at? And at the end of the day, we should be looking at two things. Who am I talking to? How often? And then how many referrals?
So when you look at task versus purpose, because I talk about that a lot. What I love about this concept is it gives you the purpose behind a lot of those activities because you're driven towards the wild goal, right? You're driven towards something. You've got the way to score it so you can keep track. You've got your lags versus your leads. And then at the end of the day, you have accountability. And I would safely say that some of the stronger referral partners in BNI do the accountability on a weekly check-in or bi-weekly check-in. You couldn't do it with every member. Okay, in theory you could, but it's very unlikely you will do it with every member. But the members you are doing it with, you are passing more referrals to, or at least you're doing more lead measures to get you there versus just the lag things. Yeah, well, it'd been 6 months since we'd done a one-to-one, so we grabbed a beer and we marked it versus, gosh, you know, even though we just talked last week, we need to get together again this week because of fill in the blank.
When you think about your closest referral partner, it's probably someone you're touching base with almost daily, not just at your weekly meeting. And when you think about that, maybe that's the lead indicator for you. How often do I talk to person A, B, C, D, all the way down the alphabet, and then go back up the alphabet?
I like that.
All right.
So if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Well, I think we did good cramming this within the time. I'm sure we could talk about this much longer.
I'm sure we could do an hour book review on this and other books.
Probably. And for everybody else, we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.